welcome to the Veterinary Financial Podcast, where we discuss financial freedom and professional success. I'm Meredith Jones, a veterinarian and financial planner for vets. Last week, the Department of Education announced an agreement to officially end the SAVE plan. So this announcement came out on December 9th. It was part of a filing to settle a legal challenge against the SAVE plan. As many of you may recall, the SAVE plan was introduced in 2023 during the last administration and offered lower student loan payments almost across the board for student loan borrowers, along with an interest subsidy, so the balance of the loans would not increase over time, and so it was a really popular plan. Months after it was launched, legal challenges started. Ultimately, borrowers were placed onto the SAVE forbearance, and that started in July 2024. Payments have been on hold since then, and interest was on hold up until August 1st, 2025. Some borrowers who were on the SAVE plan have switched already from the SAVE plan to IBR or pay over the past 17 months that the SAVE forbearance has been in place, but the majority of borrowers have not yet switched plans and are still on SAVE right now. So here's what we know and what we don't know yet with this announcement. We know that anyone who has a pending application for the SAVE plan will be denied. We know if you're on SAVE, you'll have a limited time to switch to another plan. And we know that borrowers who do not switch off of SAVE will be moved automatically to another repayment plan. What we don't know yet is the exact timing for when you would be pushed off of the SAVE plan or which plan you would be switched into. So we know that you can proactively switch plans right now and switch into IBR or pay, or the alternative would be to wait until the government makes that decision for you. So if you're on the SAVE forbearance, here are my top three recommendations. Number one is to start planning now. You'll want to figure out what's next for you after SAVE. You'll want to figure out which plan you'll be switching to. In the short term, borrowers will be switching to pay or IBR. If we have more time, then we might have the wrap plan available by then as well. We don't know yet whether you're going to have to switch off of SAVE in early 2026. That's a possibility. Or it could be several months before you're going to have to switch, meaning that it could be after the wrap plan comes out. They say the wrap plan is going to come out by July 2026. If you're a recent graduate and you did not borrow your first loan until after July 2014, then you're likely going to choose the IBR plan, and you could go ahead and switch plans right now, just because we know that that's a 20-year plan versus alternatively you're looking at a 30-year plan. So it's unlikely that a 30-year plan is going to be better than a 20-year plan if you're in that situation. If you started borrowing loans between 2007 and 2014, you're probably choosing pay because it's going to be the lowest payment for you. And so even though that plan is going to be phased out between July 2026 and 2028, you're probably going to want to switch to the pay plan for as long as you're able to so that you can just have a lower payment during that time frame. If you started borrowing loans before 2007, the only plan that you're able to switch into right now is the IBR plan, and it would be the older 25-year version of IBR. With all of the student loan chaos borrowers have been subjected to over the past few years, this is a good time to take control of your situation if you're on SAVE and actively choose your plan rather than waiting for the government to decide for you. Switching plans does require you to recertify your income. So if you want to see what your payment would look like after switching plans, there are a few different ways to do that. You could use a student loan calculator like the Venn Foundation Student Loan Repayment Simulator, or you could go to studentaid.gov/IDR and actually start the application to switch plans. If you're using the IRS link, it will actually show you what your payment would be if you proceeded with the application. Or you could schedule a student loan consult with us at Vet Debt Experts to make sure you're doing everything you can to optimize your plan. That's exactly what we help with. We'll also help you figure out when might be the best time for you to switch plans based on your individual circumstances. Number two, don't let the fact that we don't know the exact timing for everything keep you from taking action. So if you're on save, you will be required to switch plans, and it's worthwhile planning now so you're informed on whether IBR or pay is going to be a better plan for you if you're required to switch in early 2026. And if you're a recent grad and you're new IBR eligible, it's likely that, like I said, RAP is probably going to be a really bad idea for you. If you've got access to a 20-year plan, why would you enroll in a 30-year plan? At least the folks that I have met with on student loan consults, the RAP plan hasn't worked out better for them if they have access to the 20-year version of IBR and if they're going for forgiveness. And so it's better to know that now so that you could go ahead and make the decision to switch plans rather than just be paralyzed waiting to see if, well, you know, maybe you could switch to RAP after RAP comes out if you're not even going to switch to the RAP plan anyway, if that makes sense. Keep in mind, while you're on save, you are unable to make progress toward forgiveness even if you make a payment. Sometimes, because I know I went through a few different options for what plan you might switch into depending on when you started borrowing loans, a lot of people don't really know when they borrowed their first loan. And so that's another reason to potentially have a student loan consult or consult the VIN calculator if you're wanting to do it yourself, because when you borrowed your first loan really dictates what your repayment plan options look like and what the time frame is for the IBR plan as well. Number three, if you're married, and this is whether you're on save, IBR, or pay, any of the plans, if you haven't evaluated whether you would save money by filing your taxes married, filing separately, I strongly recommend doing that. I'm seeing lots of posts over in the Debt-Free Vets Facebook group where married vets are seeing very high payments in their future, and many of them have been filing taxes married, filing jointly. If you file your taxes separately, your payment would be based just on your income rather than the household income. I meet with vets all the time for consults where we calculate payments that are cut in half or cut by $500 a month or $1,000 a month with married filing separately as their tax filing status. And so long term, some vets are saving $150,000 to $200,000 by filing their taxes married filing separately. So it's a huge difference. It could save you a ton of money if it makes more sense for you to file separately. Almost everyone, whether you're on the save plan right now or not, it's likely that you haven't had to recertify your income since 2019 or since graduation if you're a recent grad. And while a lot of vets will have a higher payment after recertifying, married vets in particular have the biggest opportunity to minimize the squeeze on their budget if filing separately will save them money. That has been true for the majority of married vets we meet with, is a lot of times it does work out better to file taxes married filing separately once we run the calculations on a student loan consult. So to recap, the Department of Education announced the end of the SAVE plan. You can switch to a currently available plan like the pay plan or IBR, which will require you to recertify your income. If you don't switch plans, you'll be pushed onto another plan, and we don't know the exact time frame for that. Right now, we're seeing lots of planning opportunities in student loan consults we're doing with veterinarians. For example, some vets made significantly less money in 2024 than 2025. So those folks, it would be better for them to switch plans before they file their taxes again. And that's regardless of what the government decides on for timing with the SAVE plan. we're seeing married vets who filed jointly last year who will want to file taxes, married filing separately, as early as possible in the tax season in 2026, with the hope that they'll be able to get the lowest payment possible after they file separately. We're also seeing vets who just have no idea what their payment's going to be, and they're really stressed out and they just want some guidance. And some of them are pleasantly surprised that the payment isn't as high as they thought it would be, and it's going to be manageable for them. So whether it's giving you good news like that or identifying opportunities to save you money on your student loans moving forward, or just giving you peace of mind that you're on the best plan for you, we'd be happy to help. If you'd like help with your student loan strategy and clarity on your next best steps, schedule a consult with our team at Vet Debt Experts. Go to calendly.com/vetdebtexperts, and I'll put the link in the show notes as well. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, take care and continue your path to financial success. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered individualized financial advice. If a specific investment is mentioned, it should not be considered a recommendation or endorsement to buy or sell the investment. All investments involve risk. Past performance does not guarantee future results. You are encouraged to seek the advice of a financial professional before implementing any investment strategies discussed. Yay, compliance.